This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do? Boom.
Have you been looking for a new addition to your fitness routine lately?
Yes, and I have found one.
Really? Did you know that at-home boxing is one of the safest and most effective forms of exercise?
That's
you know
it.
That?
That's
well,
it.
Allow me to introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing. Fight Camp brings the best workout in the world into your home and makes it fun. Explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience teach you proper boxing form and technique. Fight Camp also has live punch counting stats that motivate you to push harder and help you map out your progress. Knock out achievements or go head-to-head against other members from across the country across the living room. Joe, have you done this product before?
Yeah, I actually started it last week, man.
Bro, what's it like?
It's really, you know, you don't have to leave the house or go to the gym, so there's no excuse not to exercise. It's right in front of you. The lessons are extensive, they're detailed, and that's good if you don't have any boxing training at all, which I don't. And the bag, it's not that cumbersome. You can stand it up wherever you want. You can put it to the side when you're not using it. And, I mean, between that, using the lessons and competing against whoever you want, friends, family, or just strangers around the world, it gives it an interactive part to it. It makes it a lot of fun, man. But I've really been enjoying it.
Yeah, one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everyone. No matter what fitness level you're at, what your age is, what your experience with boxing is, you can do it. I know a lot of people out there, you know, probably haven't been to fight in their life, and Fight Camp can teach you, like, if you get bullied or get picked on, you know, you know at least you know how to punch somebody in the face, and you're going to have a great time. So how do you think you would rank on the Fight Camp leaderboard, Joe? Would you be in first place, you think?
Oh, I'm working my way up to the top 10 worldwide. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, good grief. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without leaving your home. Fight Camp packages start just $99. Even off some great financing options, you can get started as low as $9 a month. It's so cheap. To get everything you need, go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
I've been in really bad condition, because I haven't been training. And I used to train. I've been training since I was a little kid. And everything that we sell on this show, we use ourselves. And the Fight Camp has been incredible because, as Joe mentioned, because Joe's the one that told me about it, as Joe mentioned, you know, you don't have to go to the gym, you don't have to change, you don't have to park anywhere, you don't have to pay gym memberships. And plus, like, I used to box in the service, And so I have a punching bag in my garage. And when you hit it, it swings back and forth. And, you know, somebody's got to hold it for you to really, you know, punch it. And this, nobody has to hold it. It doesn't swing back and forth. You don't got to hook it from the top of the roof. It just stands on the floor and you can go out there. And they have little video sessions. So if you only got 15 minutes, you can do a 15-minute workout, and it works every single, you know, muscle in your body. I highly recommend it.
Go to fightcamp.com/Conan to learn more. That's fightcamp.com/KONAN.
So, yo, we're back with a new segment, K100 Sports. You know, so from day one, we've been talking about sports, and then we talked less and less, and people have been asking us to talk about, and who better than them with Billy, who's a big sports aficionado just like us and has a gambling site. Let's start off with week 17 of the NFL. And the
week 17, which was last week.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And the first thing I want to talk about is just real quick, because I saw a little bit of this game. I want to talk about your team, Atlanta against Arizona, 20-19. Mm-hmm. I like your running back, Tyler. How do you pronounce his last name? Algier?
Tyler Algier, yeah.
Algier. You know, he's looking good. And I thought, you know, J.J. Watt looked good. He went out there, and Marcus Golden also. I think he's the Cardinals' best pass rusher. And I like your quarterback. I think I said this before, I think they should have brought him in before.
Yeah. Well, and plus, too, he came back. What's his name? Kyle Pitts got hurt.
Right.
And like Atlanta had this thing going with their offense where they had these weird alignments where they put Kyle Pitts and Drake London were like right next to each other in formation, and both of them would run out, and they were like, you know, mixed match, and they were very successful with it. Like something. So Kyle Pitts got hurt, and you know, their offense kind of stagnated. And like, so I'm interested to see what Desmond Ridder's going to do with Kyle Pitts back next year, because Atlanta was overperforming like way better than people expected. Cause like their previous win total preseason was only 4.5 games. They won 5 games, like in the first, like I think they were 5-6, like the first 11 games they hit that number. But yeah, I'm interested to see what they do going forward. You know,
bro. You know, one of my teams is the Miami Dolphins. They've lost 5 in a row. They lost to the Patriots 23-21. Mark Jones, who didn't start off the year good, looked really good in this game. He didn't even have a single turnover. The Patriots defense is looking good, especially with this Barmore's return to the interior of their defensive line. It's really hurt not having Tua out there. And the fact that he's already had like about 3 concussions in 1 year, I don't know if we'll ever see him play an elite level again. You know what I'm saying? And then Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. He hurt his fucking thumb. Miami may miss the playoffs after looking like a shoe-in.
Yeah. What do you think, Billy?
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard this week with a third-string quarterback. I think you're lucky that Seattle beat the Jets last week because the Jets are done. But the problem is across the board when you're looking at a few of the games this week with Pittsburgh having to play a division rival and the Chiefs having to play a division rival, it's the same situation. I think the Jets still want to have the best winning record they can. What goes for them, though, is the fact that Miami's defense has improved whilst this offense has weakened over the weeks. And the Jets, I think they're still the best unit out of the four on this field will be the Jets' defense. But Miami's defense has not been that far behind in recent weeks. And I still think with the offensive weapons, like an incentive as well at the same time, they can still find a way to win this game. If they win, they're in, as long as the Patriots don't win at Buffalo. The only issue is with that situation with Buffalo this week, it's the whole mental state of the players with everything that's happened. And that does give Patriots more of an opportunity to win. So it's a must-win for the Patriots. It's a must-win for the Dolphins. I do feel that the Dolphins will sneak in. But if they don't, what's crazy is if the Dolphins do lose and the Patriots to the Bills as expected, the Steelers will end up sneaking in with a winning record if they win. They'll be 9-8 or the winning record, keeping that up, and they'll end up coming into the playoffs, which is just insane.
Let me tell you, this game really surprised me because it's Tampa Bay 30, Carolina 24. What an anomaly Tom Brady is. I mean, he went out there, he threw for over 400 yards, four touchdowns. Mike Evans had a career day. He had like 10
catches, 200 yards, yeah.
Right, 200 yards. He had three touchdowns, you know, two of them were over 50 yards. You know, their cornerback, Sean Murphy, had one of the best games of the season. You know, they looked really good here. Of course, it was against Carolina, but he had a really, you know, 400 yards is nothing to laugh at, especially some of the games he's had this year. Any comments on that, Billy?
Yeah, I had this play last week. I think it was I felt it was quite lucky, lucky as well for our divisional futures as well. This is one of the ones I was concerned about. The Bucs don't look good. They're like grinding. They're grinding out games against Arizona and the Panthers. This doesn't bode well for the playoffs. I think if you're looking at those playoff positions, you desperately want to be playing them. I actually think Dallas and Tampa, if I'm not incorrect, is already set. So that can't go anywhere. So I think next week they get beaten heavily. I can't see them competing with that pass rush.
Yeah, but that spot's traditionally an underdog spot, isn't it? Like where the underwhelming division team is playing the better team as a wild card favorite. They're a home underdog. Perfect example, like the most glaring example, that was the Saints Seattle. When Saints were like 10-6 and they played at Seattle, they were like 7-9. And that was the beast mode Marshawn Lynch game. It's just I don't know. It's like I'm not.
I get what you're saying, but the shot doesn't seem to be the Sharps year this year. And to blindly take contrarian sharp plays is not really paying off this season. It's a weird season. I look at the skill set. I look at the stat. And unless the Cowboys lay a massive egg, they should take this team apart. There's something fundamentally wrong with the Bucs. They know
the coach. Head coach. That's the problem.
It's not just that. It's obviously there is some issue there with Brady as well. There's no commitment to next year, so they know they'll be playing with a different quarterback. And despite the fact he pulls it out, look, if they change completely, if they somehow go into that game with Dallas and they decide, look, we can't win this unless we play hurry up offense from the very beginning and just play hurry up from the very first down.
That's what I've been saying. They should
that could work, and we don't know. You know, if they're going to decide to do that or not, but what they're doing in terms of coasting through games and trying to win it in the fourth quarter, that's not going to hold up against Dallas, because you'll be down by like 21 points before you start making out in any kind of comeback. So,
Conan, I have a question for you.
What to do? Boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, well, that Athletic Greens is a fantastic product. Athletes use this. Basically, what Athletic Greens is, it's all your nutrients all in one nutritional drink. I started taking Athletic Greens because I take, like, you know, when you take vitamins, I have like 9 bottles of vitamins that I take. And it's just a complete pain in the ass. Like, go, you know, having to open them and pour them every day and everything. But that's Athletic Greens. It's just a powder. You put it in, you can shake it. You can mix it with protein drinks. You can mix it with juice. You can mix it with water. You can take it before your workouts. You can take it in the morning. You can take it after your workouts. It's comprehensive health and the power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. So I take mine usually after I work out. And athletes are just all in on this. You know, they have one thing in common with athletes. They take care of their bodies. And a huge part of that starts with, you know, whole body health. And they take AG1. And that's why I'm a huge fan of that. It has 75 high-quality ingredients that gives you daily nutrients and long-term gut health support. That's the best thing about this, is that it helps your digestive process. If you're having bad digestion, or, you know, you're going to the bathroom, it doesn't look good, you know, Athletic Greens, you know, puts us in the right direction.
Or if you're feeling backed up and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, and all this for just less than $3 a day. How great is that? It's an effective daily habit with the highest quality source ingredients. It's a win-win. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need for your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan, KONNAN. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/Conan. Check it out.
Yo, so check it out. It helps hydrate the body. It's packed with vitamins and minerals. It boosts your immune system. It has so many benefits. As you know, we're big on wellness here. And bro, like, your body needs like 11 elements, but only six of them, like, are the most important one, which is like oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus. And this is packed with everything that you need. You don't have to go and cut, you know, fruits or vegetables or anything like that. All these minerals and vitamins and everything that you need to maintain good health in one drink. It don't get better than that. I drink this every day. Disco was drinking it before I was. You know, he swears by it. So, you know, stay in shape and stay healthy. Get your Athletic Greens. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Let me tell you, I was watching Hard Knocks when last year when they were following the Detroit Lions, and I absolutely fell in love with their coach. He's a player's coach. So what a turnaround Detroit's made. You know, that game against Chicago, Justin Fields, who may break, he needs less than 100 yards to break Lamar Jackson's quarterback record for rushing. And he had another great day on rushing. He had over 100 yards, but too bad his passing wasn't as good. He was 7 for 21 for 75 yards with two turnovers, okay? And he was probably going to end up this year with the lowest passing grade among full-time starters. But this is the guy that impressed me, and I first saw him on Hard Knocks, their number two pick, that Aiden Hutchinson. What a beast. He might be rookie of the year because he leads all rookies in pressures. He's got like close to 50. And he had his third interception of the year. He's just a fucking beast. I like him. Is there somebody else that's had a better rookie year than him, Billy or Glenn?
What, like rookie season?
Yeah, to this year.
I would say Kenneth Walker Jr. Or Garrett Wilson.
Kenneth is
the Seattle running back. Seattle
I know who he is.
I mean, he's, you know, if he has a good game this week, I think he's got that locked up, the rookie of the year. I don't know, Aiden Hutchinson's good, but like, I don't think he's still Kenneth Walker Jr.
So. Yeah, I'm going to pick Aiden.
Yeah. Let's talk about Monday night.
Before we get to that, I just want to say I want to mention these two quick games. Kudos to Jacksonville, who's been horrible forever. They finally got the right coach after making horrible coach changes. And I said this a couple weeks ago that they were going to win their division, and they did, you know. Yeah. And then the other one is Green Bay, you know, Billy's team. I thought there was no way they'd make the playoffs. I kept saying he didn't have any receivers. And I don't know, is Minnesota fool's gold or not? Because they walked all over them. You know, Aaron Jones had a great day, you know, and fucking this guy's looking great again. You know, their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, Green Bay's for real. Can they make the play? Can they make the wild card, Billy, or no?
Yeah. They just
win.
All they need to do is win against Detroit.
Right.
And also, Detroit may have nothing to play for, because the way it works out, if Seattle win against the Rams and they're 6 points favorites to do so, then Detroit going to that game with nothing to play for other than the rivalry with Green Bay.
I wouldn't have said this 3 weeks ago, Billy, but I'd be more afraid to face Green Bay right now than Minnesota.
Yeah, I think that's the way Vegas has those teams ranked too. I think they have pretty even teams. Yeah.
The problem is now I wanted to play Minnesota. It looked like Minnesota were going to be the two seed. The team that the Green Bay played the worst in the last decade is San Francisco in San Francisco. And that's the game that we have now. So it's the one team I didn't want to play in the NFC because it's the best team in the NFC. I'd rather be going to the Eagles than going to the San Francisco 49ers. So yeah, that for me is the issue. It hasn't done us any favors having to play San Francisco, and with the Vikings having that drop off. I knew they would, because I knew that the Giants and the Vikings were absolutely clear in luck statistics for this season in terms of winning games that they shouldn't have done. And it eventually was going to catch up with Minnesota. And now it has. It's dropped them out of two seed. So in order to progress, if we get past Detroit, which we should do.
What about this parlay for this week?
We'll have to beat the 49ers.
This seems like a pretty decent correlated parlay, because the Green Bay game is at the late game, right? What about betting Seattle on the money line with Green Bay giving the points? Because what you're going to do is you're going to have the value on the Seattle on the money line. If Seattle wins that game, Green Bay is going to probably be favored by like probably 2.5 to 3 more points. By the line change. Is that something you might be looking at this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't do too many parlays other than my consensus teaser. I mean, the way I'd probably play that is to just take it's just parlay the two selections together without the points. But yeah, you're right. If Seattle win, then Green Bay are more likely to win by margin.
But the line will change, obviously.
Yeah. Saying that, there are different ways to look at it. We try to exploit other angles over on our NFL show. And I believe that if Detroit can get to the playoffs, if Seattle lose, then that puts more pressure on Detroit. And we'd rather play a team who are under pressure, who are desperate to win, rather than a relaxed team. Coming to Lambeau in the cold, Jared Goff notoriously poor in these conditions, Green Bay prime time, I would feel that we would beat them anyway. Getting a very, very relaxed Detroit team who have nothing to play for, and except the only thing they want to do is have a winning record, because for the Detroit Lions to have a winning record based on the type of team they've been over the last few years, that in itself would be an achievement. So I don't think any result means that Detroit give up, but if they can't get through, the incentive will be less. But also if they can get through, there may be more nervousness and something we can take advantage of. But I think in any scenario, after what we've come through, I have the Packers winning this game. I have the quarterback matchup of Aaron Rodgers outside in Lambeau Field, Detroit Lions, Jared Goff coming to the coldest place in the NFL at night on Sunday Night Football. I cannot see it any other way than the Packers winning in this spot.
Remember how great Favre used to be in the cold weather?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was incredible. But Goff's had a great year. What would you give? There's no surefire picks. But what would be a good pick for this week for the people out there listening to the show?
So obviously I'm high on Green Bay. The right. other one, and this is a weird show to start with, because as Glenn will tell you, you don't do this, and I never do this, double-digit favorites in the NFL. But the New York Giants will not have their starters out, you know, within the second quarter. They may give that visual at the start, but with the injuries that they've been carrying – since their bye week and the way that they have regressed and just about scraped through to the playoffs, I cannot see any of the New York Giants starters there after the second quarter. The Eagles have to win this game to get number one. The Eagles have also lost their last two games as well, so they have lost a little bit of momentum. The Eagles don't play next week if they win the game, so they have no reason to rest their starters. And I just feel this is going to be a massive whooping. I'm not having any issue with taking 13.5 points with the Eagles.
Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need it the most. But have no fear, Rex MD is here, spreading cheer even when you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So RexMD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. RexMD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. RexMD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of the best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link rexmd.com/K100. That's RexMD, RexMD.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you save big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to rexmd.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial, too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to rexmd.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD, that's rexmd.com/K100. Yeah. To give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom.
Yeah, I want to talk about this obviously the big story this week. So Billy, what was your take watching Monday Night? You know, because here was the thing, you know, Twitter, we did a podcast on this. You know, me and Conan talked about we did a K100 talks on this, about like how, you know, Skip Bayless got roasted for a tweet, you know, that he made, you know, stuff thing. But I'm not going to sit here and, you know, give in to the Twitter mob and stuff thing. Like, when you were watching this,
for something that we were all probably thinking anyways,
when we were watching this, okay, nobody was like thinking, okay, I hope the guy dies. Okay. So it's like, we're all very upset. It was very depressing to watch. Like, you know, they kept coming back. It's like solemn. It's quiet. They say they got CPR, the defibrillator on the field. You know, so it's like, it's kind of depressing. It's very emotional, but I'm not going to sit there and apologize for thinking like, well, what happens with this game and the playoffs and stuff? Because this is like a marquee matchup for the number one seed and the bye week in the playoffs. And I'm like thinking about this while this is going on. And people that were thinking about this out loud were getting ripped on social media. Well, all that matters is this guy's life. Okay, well, yeah, I understand this guy's life. Yeah, that does matter. And it's like, I hope the guy lives. Nobody hopes the guy dies. But what are the implications of this? And now here we are. It's like, we literally piggybacked off of that on the social media response of like, okay, all that matters is this guy's life. Okay, well, the guy's alive. He lived. He's getting better. And it's like, can we start talking about the implications of this and what we're going to do going forward? Because this is a clusterfuck. Because like, if Kansas, because you had the two teams, you have two teams fighting for the number one seed and a bye week, right? So it's like, if Cincinnati would have beaten Buffalo, okay, and Kansas City would have lost, Cincinnati would be the number one seed. If Buffalo would have beaten Cincinnati and Kansas City won, Buffalo would be the number one seed. But I think what the NFL was doing is they were kind of just sitting there, well, we're just going to, because the social media response is so, everybody's blistering, everybody's just even bringing this up, we're just going to play this by ear, right? And it's what they're kind of doing right now. And now I'm seeing like they're talking about maybe like making the game a no contest. But my thing is like, okay, if you make it no contest, what is Cincinnati and Buffalo's record going forward? Because this is an elephant in the room. Buffalo decided not to play the game. So do they get the forfeit and Cincinnati gets the win over them and gets the 2 seed and Buffalo gets a 3 seed? Or it's like, bro, these are questions that need to be like, you can't leave everybody in the blank on this. Like, right. the teams are going in this weekend playing games. Like, okay, we don't know what's going to happen.
And even with the Ravens, the Ravens could have won if the Bills had won that game,
right,
and the Ravens also beat the Bengals, then they would have won the division. And then you may have seen Lamar playing.
No. Baltimore already lost. They had 6 losses. You're right. Because Cincinnati would have had been 5 losses and this weekend been 6. You're right.
The implications are much wider. Yeah. But now you're already seeing like Lamar not playing. So the Ravens, they're not going to play that game because they know if Cincinnati get given a tie, they're only going to get given a tie or win. Cincinnati can't be given a loss. They didn't choose to cancel the game. They were winning the game when it was canceled. So at the very least, the Bengals are guaranteed a tie. Therefore, the Ravens have decided.
I don't think they're talking about a tie. I think they're talking about no contest. There's literally not a tie, not a loss, not a win in the record. That's what they're talking about, which is like win percentage. Comes into play. That's why it's a clusterfuck. It's like, bro, we ignored, everybody wanted to ignore that because the guy's life was on the line. It's like, okay, but the guy's life's on the line, but like we can't ignore this because now it's dumped in our lap.
So I made a point that's like very, that could be like perceived as controversial, but the thing is that when is the game going to get played? In soccer, Christian Eriksen went through the same thing. They went off the field for 20 minutes and they had to finish the game for the sake of the tournament. And Denmark lost, by the way, because the only game they lost to the semifinals. So, yeah, for me, it had to be asked. I got no issue with it being asked. It's just this woke bubble needs to burst.
Bro, it's a generational thing. It's a Generation Z and millennials who are easily offended. They're waiting to be offended. They
and you
can't
have to
wait
be offended
to
with us.
You don't, right?
We all
you
have to be offended,
right,
together.
They you can't know, you, wait to yeah. pounce on anything. And the ones perpetrating all of this bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because even yesterday, I was watching this thing on
Skip Bayless and Shannon.
No. Wilborn and Kornheiser.
Right. Pardon the interruption.
Pardon the interruption. And they had Booger McFarlane on, who used to be a former player. You know, and he's saying some of the same things we are. He was like, bro, people get hurt all the time. You know, we were just waiting. Okay, get them off the field and let's continue the game. But they'd never seen somebody being applied CPR. Usually they put them on a stretcher. But he was thinking these things too that we're saying. You know what I'm saying?
How different would this narrative have been?
He even said,
to me, the narrative gained, you know, traction on social media. Cancel the game. Otherwise, because the guy was on the field for so long.
Right.
Imagine if they had, like, it happened. They brought the thing out. They got the stretcher out. They got him off
they
the field.
Him with
him
like the three,
they right. took him to the back.
And nobody's watching that. Right.
Nobody's watching. Bro, perfect
but
example.
But the fact that it was there in real time, people are freaking out.
I'll give you a perfect example. Do you remember that Buffalo Sabres goalie that had his throat slashed and
you told me about that.
And was bleeding out on the ice?
That's
a far worse visual than this was.
Right.
The guy was like, blood was pouring out of his throat onto the ice. And like they just got him and skinned and brought him off. They finished the game.
Owen Hart was dead. They finished the show.
Right. So, that's what I said. I brought that up on the K100 talk.
I heard many news reporters say this is the most vicious hit they've seen in football history. You didn't see it that way?
Never.
No, it's like Jesus Christ. Yeah.
No, bro.
Watch any game from the 70s.
That was more vicious. I can't believe they're trying to push that narrative. But
it's like,
bro, they were clotheslining people as a shoot. They had to take that out of the game. Imagine you're running down the field and some guy's clotheslining you. That was a shoot. Another thing, they would head slap you and they'd pop your fucking eardrum. You know? I mean, remember back then when you could fucking destroy the quarterback? That was my favorite part of the game. I just wanted the quarterback to be destroyed. Right now, if you fucking touch him,
go look at the video game trailers back in the day.
Yeah,
it was like football players annihilating guys and stuff.
Right, the quarterback was getting creamed.
Right, yeah, it's like, you know, it's like Jesus Christ. I saw this. This is a blunt force to the chest. It's like I want to hear from the doctors to tell what exactly happened to this kid before.
Doctors are going to say what they're told to say. The doctors that haven't said what they're told to say are fine.
Here's what I found fascinating. It's weird too, because like the news coming out of this is not as, you know, I want to be more detailed on what happened to this kid, but like they said, Adam Schefter tweeted today that the guy, like, he was conscious and wrote a note, like it said, who won the game?
Yeah, who won the game? Yeah.
And I'm like, so, but my thing was, is like, bro, this guy was like dead for like 9 minutes. Brain damage might be like thing. Like, why is everybody talking like, okay, this guy does not have brain damage. Obviously, it's like, that's a very good sign. You know, because you would think a guy that's like, you know, pronounced dead for like 9 minutes or like, you know.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Your brain damage is like an obviously, you know, like the thing. But like, I don't know. It's just weird how shoddy, like very minimal information is coming out. We're kind of like still letting the narrative thing. But like, but
that also tells you that's the mentality of a real sportsman, a real athlete whose first instinct was who won the game. And it was the woke media and social media and the pressure from the media in general that made them cancel that game.
I'm surprised they're not offended that he asked who won the game.
Yeah. Right. It should be mad at the athlete for asking.
Right. Am I going to walk again? Right. But that's how absurd it is. But let me get to something real quick. Let's talk a little bit of basketball, because today my Celtics go against the Mavericks, and you're going to see two guys that are in contention for the MVP and the future of the NBA. It's kind of funny when, like, Magic and Bird left and those guys, they were like, yeah, who's going to replace them? And, you know, like when Jordan and Karl Malone and those, who's going to replace? Bro, they're all here. Giannis, Jay Morant, Booker, Tatum, Brown, Jaylen Brown, this guy right here, Luka. You know, they're playing today, the Celtics in Dallas. It's going to be a great game.
Just to piggyback and marry basketball with Monday Night. Monday Night. Okay, nobody realized this because, like, bro, Monday night, Donovan Mitchell had 71 points and he get a big comeback against the Bulls, and Klay Thompson had like 54 points and one of the best games of the night. And two fantastic games completely ignored by the media. Because
and not only that,
Donovan
Mitchell at the end, he did one of those plays that doesn't work that you know, all the that many times when he had to shoot two, he purposely missed one, hit the back of the rim, and it somehow ended up in his hand, and he made the shot. Incredible. Bro, that, you know, I think that some of the biggest surprises this year has been, like, in the West Coast, you know, the Denver Nuggets. You know, I think that Jovic's been, like, almost a one-man team. He's had some help from Jamal Murray and Michael Porter. Aaron Gordon's a beast, bro. But they've been a very surprising team. What do you think about that team, either Disco or Billy?
Go ahead, Billy.
Are we talking about the Nuggets, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nuggets always going to bring that home record in the altitude. No one likes the trip to Denver in any franchise at all. Nobody likes it. So you're always going to have that advantage. So you can put together a half-decent team, then you can make a run. And then when you've got the MVP in Nikola Jokic, who guarantees you 30-plus points and I think usually a 45, 47 PRA.
Usually a triple-double. Yeah. Look at the standings, Joe. I think they're in first place in the West.
Oh, they are, yeah.
Yeah. And then,
what I want to talk about this. And it's funny how, like, ever since like the COVID thing isn't really in the news cycle anymore, like nobody really cares anymore. Now we can talk about it on Twitter. Like it's so now all of a sudden, like, you know, well, Kyrie Irving is not like in the news every day being vilified. Bro, look what the Brooklyn Nets are doing.
Yeah, they won like 11 in a row.
There's no distraction. There's no media asking them about vaccination and stuff. And now they're just like all set. Bro, they've won like 11 out of 12 games.
Yeah. They're on a fucking roll.
I mean, they're the best team in the league. You know, Kyrie's playing at a high level. Ben Simmons is like, he's a good B. You know, they got two A players and a good B. And it's like, you know, I think Brooklyn's going to win the championship this year because, like, it's kind of like the narrative is kind of like the redemption of the, you know, like you see Aaron Rodgers, Kyrie, like all these guys that were like, you know, just crucified by the media, you know, like over vaccination status, like what they're not being, you know, they're you know, turn a blind eye to their teammates stuff, like, and all of a sudden now it's like they're free to like free from that narrative of that discussion and just allowed to play, and it's like they can like vilify themselves in that in the public sphere as to like, you know, kind of like, hey, to all of the haters that were against me before, you know, this is what I can do now, and I think it's a fascinating story. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it was extra disappointing for me last year what happened with Green Bay because we came through as the number one seed and to lose at home. I really wanted to win it last year for that reason. Again, Novak Djokovic is another one. He went to Wimbledon and won. I went to nearly every match that he played last year supporting him. And now he can shove it up people's ass in Australia because if he wins that Australian Open, to be deported and to come back and win,
deported.
Yeah.
He was detained like a prisoner, you know,
and ostracized. Can I tell you a team that's really surprised me and the player that's really surprised me? That DeMontis Sabonis, remember his dad was such a great player. He's been incredible at Sacramento with De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah,
they have like the fifth best record in the West. Like they're a good team.
Yeah. They eventually got there because like the Lakers decided we're gonna get a bunch of energy. We're gonna go all in on Anthony Davis, and the guy's damaged.
Always hurt. Always hurt.
He's got bad legs. You know, it's like he's a, you know,
and they
got
no bench.
They got no bench. You know, but like they did last night. So I was like, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, they did last night without I think LeBron and what's his name? Anthony Davis, right?
No, they're both out. Dennis Schroeder was like the man last night. Yeah. So you know, yeah. So there's something.
Bro, what's going on with Fulham? They also used to be in the bottom, being relegated. Now they're like,
they got a good goal scorer. They got one of the best goal scorers in the Premier League. This guy Mitrovic is like a stud. You know,
where's he from, Billy?
Mitrovic is from Serbia. He played in the Euros.
Yeah.
When did they pick him up?
They had him, but like the manager. Who had, when they were promoted before, they didn't think he was good enough for the Premier League. They thought he was too direct, an old school striker, long ball, get the crosses in. They didn't want to play that
like Ronaldo, kind of, right?
Like Ronaldo, Lewandowski, yeah, but a little bit more like rough and rugged. Like he needs more service than those guys because those guys are a little bit more elegant. They can score different kinds of goals. He's more of a hold up player as well. So he scores goals when he gets balls into the box. But his other job is to. You kick the ball. You're supposed to take the ball up to him, and he will hold the ball up with his body strength for 2-3 seconds till your strikers can join in.
Like so Lukaku does, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like Lukaku. So some people don't want that kind of player, but what it does is it allows you to play the ball up to the striker. He can use his body strength and move one way or another. Allows people to join in. So those players, they can defend a lot more and not be in their attacking positions. They can be in more. Midfield and defensive position, so they can come up and join up. He's got a player that does that, so he does a lot more than that. But some people don't want that type of player. They want more. They want everybody to be able to move
like
fast.
A runner, guys that run all the time. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what other reasons is there for their turnaround? Because do they have the sixth best record right now?
This is Marco Silva. Marco Silva's playing differently. He's done better in the transfer market. He didn't last time. They actually spent a load of money on players who were not established Premier League players. I think they've just managed it more wisely. At the same time, it coincides with like a decline of some of the other teams, such as like Everton, who have who are not allowed to buy any more players because of financial fair play. So they have to
Leicester too.
So yeah, like Leicester have got a lot of players out coming out of contract. So yeah, the decline of the Premier League in general. We have a clear top seven, and then we have another league of like the other 13 teams who, you know, can finish in any position. So yeah, it's the decline around. If you look at the personnel of the other teams, only really Aston Villa, in my opinion, and Brighton should be a lot higher. Brighton's the crazy one.
But what about West Ham? West Ham stinks too, though.
Yeah, they do. But like, but you know, they overachieved last year when you look at what they have. But get this, Glenn. Brighton have sold two players. So that, I don't know the exact. I need to go through my notes and write it down. But basically, Brighton now have Brighton signed eight players and have sold one of those players, Cucurella, for the same transfer valuation that they signed eight of those players for. Alexis McAllister is worth 65 million, and another guy, Casado, is worth 60 million as well. So basically, they signed eight players for 65 million. One has gone to Chelsea. Cucurella has already gone for 65 million. Basuma's gone to Spurs for 25. They still have six of those players left, and they're all worth more than £40 million. Like, that is the best scouting team in the whole of the Premier League. Like, they are literally picking up £6-7 million players and turning them into like £40-50 million players. Like, Alexis McAllister was nobody before he went there. Now he's won the World Cup.
Let me get a quick prediction before we get out of here. So, English Premier League, we've got Arsenal, obviously, got the top spot. We've got both Manchester teams, and we've got, who's the other one?
Chelsea and Liverpool.
That's in the top four.
Well, that's at the top. Those, you got Arsenal, Manchester City, Manchester United, Newcastle. Chelsea, Newcastle,
right.
Liverpool.
Who do you got?
And Tottenham. Are like that's a clear top seven. So, and any, but Billy, what do you think? Do you think Manchester City wins it, or can Arsenal hold on?
No, Man City will win it. They'll put a run together. They can play two teams. Arsenal can't do that. Arsenal managed to deal with losing Jesus, it looked like, until they came up against Newcastle, and Newcastle played that low defensive block, and it was difficult for them to break them down. Arsenal going to play now against a lot of teams that Arsenal getting a lot more respect. So what happens when you play a lot more, get a lot more respect, is teams don't like play out against you. So Arsenal are going to have to break down a lot more teams than they had to. And I don't think that they have the squad to do it. Man City do. Like Man City today, Chelsea, to their credit, it wasn't just a low defensive block. They actually tried to come and play in the first half. In the second half, once Manchester City made some changes, Chelsea were just sitting in trying to hold on, and they couldn't. So, I think the way Man City can win games ugly, like they did today against Chelsea, that was ugly. I think that will end up with them winning the league. And Arsenal dropping points as well. They need to Arsenal need to play City twice. They need to play Man United on the 22nd of January. Don't discount like United either, because the way they're playing like at the moment is like they've not played like that for years. And they always had the players there. Like you remember, Glenn, I was one of the only people saying that this Tottenham line for Tottenham and Chelsea to be in the top four, and for Tottenham to be almost guarantees -150, -160 to be in the top four, was ridiculous. Because even the Man United players that they had before they signed Casemiro and Antony, a load of those Man United players would have got into the Tottenham team. When I look at the Tottenham team, all I want is Harry Kane and Song and maybe Christian Romero. So United always had better players that were managed really poorly. And now with Cristiano Ronaldo gone, we've won four games in a row without him. We won three major games without him when he didn't play against Liverpool, Arsenal and Tottenham. The problem is gone. Like Ronaldo's gone. And now all of these players can play. So I don't know. I think next year will be the year that we challenge for the league. I still think we need to spend a little bit more money, but I definitely think United will be in the top four, which people were not predicting at the start of the year. So
I can't believe that my team, which is Chelsea, Fulham's ahead of them. What are the chances of either of them making the going to the championship game?
Champions League.
Chelsea should be in a Champions League positions. They spent nearly £300 million. What they spend it on, like, is massively questionable, because Lukaku left the club, Werner left the club, and you ended up buying loads of defenders.
Why did so many people leave?
Well, Lukaku has gone on loan because he doesn't want to be there.
Right.
Performances tell you that. Werner wasn't scoring goals, so he's gone as well. And instead, you brought in players in positions where you didn't need them. More defenders. And then Raheem Sterling's coming from Manchester City, and he doesn't look like the same player. But in Raheem Sterling's position, you already had Kai Havertz. You already had Christian Pulisic. You already had Ziyech. So you had all these players, and then you signed another one in Raheem Sterling. You don't have any striker at all. And that's for the midfield. It's like an aged midfield. Conor Gallagher is a young player who can play, but he doesn't get a run of games. So for me, it just looks like they're just buying players, and they don't know, they don't have a plan
where to put them. Yeah,
yeah, they don't have a plan to like use anybody.
Sounds like AEW, nothing.
Do you know what? It is a lot like AEW. To give that like analogy, it would be correct because it's a team that are just spending a lot of money on stars, but they have no idea how to use anybody. There's no plan from what it looks like at Chelsea. And this manager, Graham Potter, he's going to end up taking the brunt for this because he's supposed to be there long-term for a long-term project. But it doesn't work when you need to be forced to play certain players like Aubameyang. Aubameyang, for me, is past it. That's why Arsenal let him go to Barcelona. La Liga is an easier league to score in. And Chelsea have brought him back because Barcelona didn't want him. Now, if two clubs in the Champions League are saying, we don't want him, and then another one says, we don't want him, why do you sign him and expect him to solve your goal scoring problems? Like, Aubameyang's not a solution at this point in his career for a team like Chelsea. So, yeah, just bad signings that don't make any sense to me. When two Champions League teams say, you're surplus to requirements, he's not going to solve your problems. So, that there's a lot of problems at Chelsea.
Great insight. So the NBA's popping. That's our sports news. And I hope you enjoyed our debut issue. And we'll be talking sports every week from here on with Billy Body from London Town and our boy D.I. This has been K100 Sports. Boom.
D.I., MJ, one of MJF's favorite.
One of MJF's favorite, not one of. Yeah. All right.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.